and welcome to The White Way, a public service radio program of the Mo'ili'ili Honganji. Mo'ili'ili Honganji is a Jodo Shinshu Buddhist temple located at 902 University Avenue. When we are open again, Reverend Toshiyuki Umitani and our members invite you to join us at temple services and activities. If you go to our internet website at www.mo'ili'ili honganji.org, you will find a map of our location and some information about our temple and activities. This morning's broadcast is sponsored by Mr. and Mrs. Roy Abe in memory of Shichiro and Kikue Abe. Our speaker this morning is Mrs. Irene Nakamoto. Good morning, Mrs. Nakamoto.
Good morning. An unpredictable occurrence in a matter of days instantly changed my life and the lives of others this spring of 2020. I was living my life doing my usual things, rushing around, going to meetings, shopping at the mall, buying groceries at the grocery store, visiting friends and family, going to the restaurants to eat, attending parties and gatherings and so forth. I was doing a lot. Then, unbelievably, my life changed. These days, I sit on my lanai and look out at the blue sky and white clouds and at the mountain tops and green hillsides. I watch the birds fly back and forth, see and hear the leaves and branches on nearby trees rustling from the wind. Where the sound of whizzing cars, honking horns, and sirens previously filled the air, there are few moving cars, honking horns, and lots of silence. The peaceful tranquility of my surroundings make me linger a while longer, sitting and watching and listening. Just months ago, I would not have spent the time to sit and linger. I would be rushing off to be on time for an appointment or to attend a meeting. Now I have the time to be in the moment and enjoy my surroundings. I have the time to listen to nature, and I have the time for leisure walks around my building and to enjoy the foliage that brighten my day with their vibrant color. I can savor the moment and breathe in the freshness of each day, and for this I am grateful. This pandemic has made a traumatic difference in our lives. We can have this moment of relaxation, the time to do things that we never had time to do, such as cleaning the closet or drawers, carefully folding the laundry, reorganizing shelves, working in the garden, spending time with our spouse and children, and doing fun things like at-home games and activities. Definitely, this is a trying time, but we have this one opportunity to live each day fully, doing things that we never had time for. As we experience uncomfortableness, uncertainty, and fear, these words written by Myoko Gyoren Nozawa reminds us about suffering. She quotes, "Those who live in suffering and yet manage to stand above it are the truly happy," end of quote. And D.T. Suzuki wrote, quote, "When everything is kept quiet, the opportunity is opened for a spiritual being to come into our soul. Silence is attained when self is given up," end of quote. This time of change and uncertainty opens doors for us to take this opportunity for spiritual awakening. This is a great time to contemplate on the Dharma, a time to reflect on our life, a time to think about how we can do acts of dana, a time to just sit and relax and enjoy the moment, and a time to think about life itself. In the Dhammapada, it states, "We are what we think. All that we are arises from our thoughts. With our thoughts, we make the world. Speak or act with an impure mind, and trouble will follow you, as wheel follows the ox that draws the cart." We are what we think. All that we are arises with our thoughts. With our thoughts, we make the world. Speak or act with a pure mind, and happiness will follow you as your shadow, unshakable. End of quote. I am sure that there are many thoughts going through your minds these days. We have time to think. We have time to reflect. We have that precious time. For that, we must be grateful. Here, I presently live in a senior retirement home. We used our time to make white paper cranes. We decided to repurpose the white paper bags that we received with our meals daily. The story of Sadako and the 1,000 cranes motivated us. Sadako was 2 years old when the atomic bomb was dropped south of her home in Hiroshima, Japan. At age 12, she was diagnosed with leukemia from the exposure to nuclear radiation. Sadako learned that according to Japanese legend, those who fold 1,000 paper cranes are granted their wishes by the gods. Therefore, encouraged by her friends, Sadako folded over 1,000 cranes before her passing. Those cranes decorated her hospital room. These cranes have become a symbol of peace. Sadako's 1,000 cranes inspired us. We made about 4,000 cranes that are now hanging in our lobby and on the second floor. We had the time to fold the cranes and kept us occupied while we are confined in our building. These symbolic white cranes remind us of hope, peace, love, and healing at this time of an unbelievable crisis. These cranes brighten our lobby and give hope and joy to our hardworking staff who take care of our needs daily, and it brings joy to the eyes of our residents. This pandemic has reawakened my gratitude for all that is around me, including all those who impact my life. There's lots to be grateful for. Each morning I say Namo Amitabha for the wonderful day. I am so grateful to be able to see the blue sky and green mountains, to enjoy the food that has been prepared, to exercise and walk around, and to learn new skills on the computer so I can participate in Zoom meetings and order online. I thank all those who support and care for me. As I watch the news and read the paper, I also give thanks to all those who are sacrificing their lives for the well-being of others. As I grieve for those who have faced death and hardships, I am grateful for a community of people who care for each other. I can say, I'm lucky to live in Hawaii, for the Ohana spirit is alive as we connect with each other and connect with our community and connect with our family. The Aloha spirit is also active as people take care of the kupuna and those who are struggling with great compassion. Here, we have received donations of face masks from companies, individuals, and organizations. We received 170 sewn face masks from the women of the Hompahunganji Federation of Buddhist Women's Association. What a wonderful gesture of Dana. We wear our masks with gratefulness. Thank you, BWA ladies. The Governor General of Jodo Shinshu, Honganji Ha, in Japan, has written the following, quote, "What is crucially important at this time is for us to be guided by the Buddha's wisdom and to work cooperatively together within the workings of Buddha's great compassion. In so doing, we can reaffirm the importance of being alive and to bring an end to the spread of this disease. It is not the governmental announcement of the state of emergency that will defeat the coronavirus crisis. Instead, it is the thorough and appropriate actions of each one of us in cooperation with many others which will determine whether or not we can bring the current crisis to its end." End of quote. During our current situation, let's spend valuable time communicating virtually or by social distancing with friends and family. Connect and cooperate with others. Live the Dharma each day. Appreciate our surroundings. Enjoy each little task that we complete while we're at home. Laugh at the joys of life. Give thanks to all who are sacrificing their well-being for the life of others. And say Namo Amida Butsu as we go through our day. In gratitude, let us appreciate each day and all beings and conditions that embrace us. Namo Amida Butsu. Thank you.
Thank you, Mrs. Nakamoto, for your Dharma message. To re-listen to the message, please check our website at www.muiliilihonganji.org. Since our temple is temporarily closed due to the pandemic and safety guidelines, we do not have services scheduled. The State Ministers Association will be live streaming the Sunday broadcast tomorrow on May 30th at 10 a.m. The speaker is Reverend Sol Kalu. To join in the service, please go to www.honganjihawaii.com and you will find a link to the live streaming service. As we come to the close of our program this morning, we would like to thank our sponsor, Mr. and Mrs. Roy Abe, and our speaker, Mrs. Nakamoto. We thank you for listening and invite you to join us next week when our speaker will be Dr. George Tanabe. Namo Amida Butsu.